Hi, my name is Joseph Dranzik. I am 17 year old. The date is May 25th, 2023, and I am sitting with my grandfather, Shane Dranzik, and we are in the family room in Greendale, Wisconsin. And could you say your date of birth?
Okay, I'm 82 years old, May 5th,
Your date is in
1941.
South Carolina.
Okay, and the question today was, how did you feel? What was your experience with the John F. Kennedy assassination?
It was a very traumatic time. Lots of things were happening. There was a we had a big Cuban crisis, and things were politically pretty steamy. And Kennedy was doing a pretty good job with everything that I felt was going on, but all of a sudden somebody shoots him, and it really turned things around real fast, and everything was changing. It's just it's hard to say. There was a lot of confusion, and there was so many things going on.
How did you find out about John F. Kennedy's assassination?
Well, I was an apprentice at the time. This happened probably in the 60, I'd say I'm not sure which year. 63 or 4, somewhere in there, it happened. You know what I mean? I'm in the early 60s anyway, and I was an apprentice, and I was working third shift at the time, and my brother came home from work. It was about 3 o'clock, and he woke me up, you know what I mean, and told me the president was shot, you know what I mean, earlier in the day, you know what I mean. So, and by that time, it was on television, and there was all type of reporting, and things were, you know, pretty
What were you seeing on television, like during the time?
Well, they showed the car, you know. I mean, they showed some of the things that they could, you know what I mean, and some of the things that were happening, you know what I mean, that they knew he was dead by the time I. Because for a while they didn't tell you that he was, you know what I mean, really dead, and then they had to get Mr. Johnson, the vice president, to be sworn in to be president, and so there was a lot of things going on, procedurally with the government. Business that had to be taken care of, and so they were kind of showing what they had to do, and some of the things that were happening. But basically everything came to a standstill. It was really stopped everything that I've seen it in its tracks, you know what I mean. Everybody was upset, and nobody I knew was was happy about what happened. It was not very nice.
Mm-hmm. When you were around that time, did you ever hear the case reports of how it happened, or did you learn it later?
Well, there were so many theories that it was very, very confusing. I mean,
how confusing was it?
Very, very, very. There was so many theories of there was two shooters, or there was one shooter, or if there was more. I think till this day, they're still not too sure on some things, but it was a very, very traumatic moment.
Do you know how it impacted you in any way, or did it impact you in any way, or was it just kind of another traumatic moment?
It didn't. I mean, it bothers me that somebody would do something like that. You know what I mean? Politically or anything. I mean, I have nothing to do with anything. You know what I mean? In any political capacity, so it didn't bother, you know what I mean, or didn't affect me, let's put it that way, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for talking with me, Grandpa. It was great hearing from you and about a more difficult time in your life, but thank you for interviewing with me today.
It's okay.